heart and your heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. And again, everyone. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Dhamma, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Dhamma, Hare, Dhamma, Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare. And again, all together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare. And again, one more time, everyone. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivas Adi Gora Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Can everyone hear at the back? So, we heard last night that we are all about to go on a journey. And we also heard how this particular epic story had been told multiple times. Originally, it was spoken by the king to his mother, Uttara. Jaimini Rishi was seated nearby and he heard, and he then told this whole history to the king's son, Janamejaya. And then, after that, or now after that, we're going to hear it told by the person himself who took the journey. So please be ready. This is going to be very, very, very exciting. And please keep in mind, don't forget, that this is a young boy. He's not a wise transcendentalist. He's also not a smart, wise, modern, educated fellow. He's very simple, very profoundly deep. And I personally think that's a good way to be. So we begin our story with this Brahmana. He was a simple person, more simple still. He had grown up in Mathura. He'd gone to live in the city called Pragyatosh. And then here, there, he was worshipping the goddess Kamakya Devi, hoping for wealth. And his worship attracted her attention. So she appeared to him in a dream. And she gave him something. She gave him a 10-syllable mantra for worshipping the lotus feet of Madan Gopal. He didn't take her very seriously, but she returned in future dreams, and eventually she brought her husband Lord Shiva to impact upon him the value of the gift he had been given. And so that Brahmana started chanting his mantra. He was chanting and chanting, and he lost that interest in wealth. And slowly by slowly, he lost interest in a lot of things. And eventually he thought he should go like on a pilgrimage, just chanting his mantra. He came to Benares and Prayag, and there he met different sadhus and saints, and he was impressed in different ways. And because of his ignorance, he made lots of different mistakes. And then the deity of Madhava, Vishnu deity in Prayag, appeared in his dream and told him, go to Mathura. He continued chanting the mantra. He was very, very attached to chanting the mantra. And so he headed for Mathura. So when he got there, he did what every pilgrim does. He took his bath in Vishram Ghat. And then he wandered around to see different things. And eventually, he arrived in Vrindavan itself. And he was going here and there, chanting his mantra. And at one place, he heard someone crying, sobbing and crying in a grove nearby. And so he started to follow the sound to find out what was happening. And as he came closer, he discovered there was this young cowherd boy. He had a peacock feather and he had ornaments on. And he thought, this must be Gopal, the person of my mantra. And so he bowed down to him, but the boy stopped him and embraced him and respected him. And the boy looked at the Brahmana. You see, this boy, he was not an ordinary boy. He had been sent particularly to bring this particular devotee back to the spiritual world. And so he began to think what he should do, what he should say. And he decided that it would inspire faith in the Brahman if he would tell the Brahman, who was chanting the same mantra that he had chanted, if he would tell the Brahman his own life's story. So this boy, Gopa Kumar, a young cowherd boy, he spoke now, at this time, with great authority, like as if he was an ancient speaker of the Puranas. He said, I am the son of a Vaishya of Govardhan who made his living as a cowherd man. As a young boy, I used to tend my own cows, and we regularly saw a certain Brahmana wandering from place to place. He was very renounced and he would sing very sweetly. And we would often look at him, and sometimes I gave him some milk. And one day, he embraced me and he said, my dear child, please bathe at Keshighat and accept this mercy of the Lord of the universe. I bathed, I returned, And he gave me the same mantra that you are chanting. But before he could instruct me about the chanting, how to chant, what was the purpose of the chanting, the goal of the chanting, anything at all, he stood up and he went away. He was nowhere to be found. He told me that this mantra would fulfill all my desires. And so I chanted it out of curiosity. And I became very eager to know who this Lord of the universe actually was, and when I might be able to meet him. With this in mind, I left home and I went to the bank of the Ganga. And there I saw a very learned Brahmana. He was worshipping his Shalagram. I bowed down to him and I asked him, "Oh Master, what are you worshipping?" He looked at me and he said, "Young boy, this is the Lord of the universe." Ah, hearing this, I felt great happiness. But when the Brahmana completed his worship, he took the Lord of the universe and put him in a box, a wooden box. And I thought this was a very ill-chosen place. Seeing my concern, the Brahman spoke very humbly. He said, "I am a very poor man, and this is the worship that I offer the Lord. But if you are eager to see the Lord's opulence and a great festival of worship, then go to the capital city of this country's ruler, a very saintly king. He is attached to the worship of Lord Vishnu in great love. There you can behold the Lord of the universe, who is so difficult to see. You will certainly feel bliss upon hearing the songs and the prayers recited for his pleasure and tasting the remnants of food offered to him. Delighted by the Brahmana's words, I offered him my respects, and I set off immediately by the road that he had pointed out. From within the inner precincts of the city, I heard the sound of the temple worship. I had never heard such a tumult. This was the Lord's Aarti ceremony in the royal temple, where many, many, many devotees were chanting and they were all playing musical instruments. And I so much wanted to see him. No one stopped me. So I quickly entered the temple and beheld the beautiful four-armed form of the Lord. Oh, all the parts of his body were exquisitely attractive. He was dressed in yellow silk, and he had ornaments of gold. His face appeared like a full moon. Every part of his body was enchanting. Filled with supreme bliss, I felt, "Today my life is successful. I will never go away from this place. I left my family and my friends to search for my Lord, and now I have found him." I heard that worshipping Lord Vishnu is the highest activity for human beings. And I heard specific instructions about various aspects of his worship. And I also heard about the glories of the Lord's prasad. I would honor those remnants. I would witness the great festivals and hear the glories of his worship, all the while carefully chanting my mantra in private. Because I had no specific training, I remained naive about the complexities of life in the world. But I never forgot Brajabhumi. The public opulence of Lord Vishnu's worship did not attract me more than the simple happiness of wandering about the fields of Braj while sleeping or awake. I could not forget Braj, even while taking part in Lord Vishnu's festivals. Thoughts of Brajabhumi lingered in my mind. Remaining in that place, I developed a great eagerness to reciprocate in a personal way with the Lord of the universe. The king of that country was sonless, and he noted my good behavior and he developed affection for me. After adopting me as his son, he passed away and I inherited the kingdom. As king, I saw to it that Lord Vishnu's worship was improved, and I delegated practical affairs to the previous king's friends, ministers, and immediate family. I was unattached to opulence, and I continued living as before, quietly chanting my mantra. Nonetheless, various anxieties connected with the kingdom continued to be thrust upon me. Sometimes I feared neighboring kingdoms. At other times, I feared the emperor. Every king has enemies, including the unhappy citizens of his own state. I felt all these anxieties. The Brahmanas of this region were very strict about the food that they accepted. If the Lord's remnants were touched by an outsider, or carried outside of the temple, or if there was any doubt whatsoever about the purity, no respectable person would honor the prasad. They cited the tradition of cultured behavior as evidence to support their opinions. I had no desire to leave the Lord, whom I had hankered to see, and whose contact I had now obtained. But the pain of having to watch these apparats was intolerable. Then some saints arrived from Jagannath Puri, and they told me many, many things. They said at Purushottam Kshetra, on the Blue Mountain, on the shore of the salt ocean, Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the universe, the personality of Godhead, is present. He is called Daru Brahma because he is the absolute truth in wood, Daru, and because he destroys the miseries of material existence. He displays his unique glories and takes affectionate care of all his devotees. Especially affectionate to his servants, he never takes their offenses seriously. In Nilachal, the goddess Lakshmi personally cooks, and the Lord eats each preparation. And then he freely distributes his remnants to all the devotees. Be it touched by anyone or brought from anywhere, without any discrimination, the devotees will take and honor it immediately. Although the remnants of the food of the plate of Lord Vishnu are extremely difficult to obtain, being all merciful, Lord Jagannath sees to it that all his devotees obtain his prasad. Just by seeing him, one feels relief from all miseries. Anyone who simply enters this district will never take birth again. From those pilgrims, I heard such wonders that I had never heard before. And overcome by a desire to see, I abandoned everything and I set off for Orissa, chanting the Lord's glories. I quickly reached that district and I was able to enter the temple, and struck by ecstatic love, I was unable to move forward. But somehow I reached the Garuda column. I saw Lord Jagannath bedecked in jewelry, divine garments, and flower garlands. With love, I watched how he watched his devotees busily singing and dancing and playing music and bowing down. And I fainted. And then, in a trance, I ran forward quickly, trying to catch hold of him. I cried out, "Oh, from today my life is a real life. I have obtained the Lord of the universe, my master." At that moment, I was stopped by the blows from the sticks of the guards, which brought me out of my trance. I went outside, where a compassionate person gave me some Mahaprasad from the Lord, and after honoring that Mahaprasad, I quickly re-entered the temple. At night, there was a great festival with the Lord dressed and ornamented in elaborate splendor. I enjoyed ever new festivals in the company of the devotees, and time passed unnoticed, and I seemed to forget the sorrow of my separation from the land of Braj. Nothing other than the sight of Lord Jagannath attracted me. I even lost interest in hearing his glories from the Puranas as I became more and more attracted to his face. And thus thinking, I had now attained the final result of my chanting. I became indifferent to my chanting. And then I began to feel an urge for some more intimate service. I wanted to enter the inner rooms of the temple as one of his personal attendants. Just living in Jagannath Puri was a source of great bliss. But I began to feel attracted to an even greater bliss of rendering personal service to Lord Jagannath. This urge, it felt like a vague discomfort, but gradually, it became a conscious desire. I wanted to approach the Lord as one of his personal attendants. On special festival days, the king came to the temple, and unimportant people like myself, we were forbidden to come and see him. And one day, when I was thus feeling sick at heart, I saw my spiritual master standing in front of Lord Jagannath Dev, overwhelmed by ecstatic love. That same great soul was now in Puri, taking darshan of Lord Jagannath. But before I could speak to him, he left. And I didn't know which way he had gone. The following day, I found him on the shore of the ocean, dancing alone in Nam Sankirtan. Seeing my all-knowing master gave me his blessings. He embraced me and he told me this. He said, "My dear boy, whatever you desire while chanting your mantra, by the power of your mantra, you will fully achieve it. Indeed, you will attain more than you desire. This chanting is another form of service to Lord Jagannath. So have faith in this and never give up your chanting. By the potency of this mantra, you will live a very long life, and may you always have the form of a cowherd boy. And may you develop the right mentality for tasting this mantra's fruit. My guru said, sometimes you will see me here, sometimes you will see me in Vrindavan. And having thus instructed me, he just suddenly left and went elsewhere. I still had not received complete instructions how to chant my mantra. But my guru promised that we would meet in the future again more times. Separated from him, I felt very, very aggrieved. But when I saw Lord Jagannath, I regained my peace and made a great effort to chant my japa. In this way, I continued living there happily, following the order of my guru. I hoped to quickly achieve my desired perfection. But then, the king of Puri passed away, and his eldest son, who was renounced, refused to accept the kingdom. Lord Jagannath commanded, one of my devotees, born at Govardhan, has come here. You should crown him instead. Now, as king of Puri, I increased the opulence of all the celebrations. I gave particular attention to improve Jagannath's Rathyatra in Gundicha. And I offered the kingdom with all of its royal enjoyments at the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. And I took pleasure simply serving my Lord. But then the Lord arranged for a seed of discontent to be planted in my heart. In the company of the Ariyan Pujaris, Lord Jagannath would sometimes talk or engage in various very personal exchanges. And those most intimate devotees had a very special relationship with him. They were happy to go along with whatever pastime the Lord was playing at that particular moment. I also wanted to join in those special pastimes, but being a newcomer without exclusive devotion, I could not receive his mercy in those ways. My heart was still attracted to Sri Vrindavan and the places of Krishna's pastimes in Brajabhumi. When I heard the songs, the prayers, I was disturbed because they reminded me of Mathura. When I took darshan, I never wanted to go anywhere. But because of my involvement in the kingdom, I could not feel the complete ecstasy that I had felt before. At big festivals, I was surrounded by my royal entourage, and I was unable to spend time enjoying those occasions due to the presence of so many crowds. So I handed over the burden of ruling the kingdom to the sons, ministers, and relatives of the previous king. And I continued living nearby, happily chanting my mantra in private and offering service at Lord Jagannath's lotus feet as I liked. However, the honor and respect that I now received meant that I could no longer feel happy in Puri, and I lost interest in staying there. Early one morning, I went before Lord Jagannath to ask his permission to leave for Vrindavan. But when I saw his beautiful face, I forgot all my plans. This pattern occurred day after day after day. And then 1 year passed. And one day, I heard some detailed news of Mathura from some visitors who'd just come from there. And that night, lying in bed, tormented by sorrow and pain, Lord Jagannath came to me and gave me the following command. He said, "Just as I live always here in Puri, wandering about everywhere, so do I live in Mathura. Why do you constantly lament, wavering between one decision and the other? Just go to Mathura. In time, you will surely see me in the form that you desire. Thereafter, you will never again suffer sorrow or discontent." Early that morning at my residence, I received a flower garland from some pujari brahmanas, indicating the Lord's command. I placed the garland on my neck and I departed, bowing down to the chakra on the top of the temple as I saw it for the last time. And in that way, I left at once for Mathura. Gop Kumar's travels have just begun. He so eagerly wants to meet the Lord of the universe, or the Lord of his mantra. So now he will return to Mathura, to Braj, as a soul on a very important journey. Tomorrow we will hear more of his wonderful travels. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna. How wonderful. So tomorrow the schedule is the same as today, and it means the Mangalarti and all the other programs, including Prasadam. And then Satchinanda Maharaj's class is 10:30. I believe it's still at the Hill. So I would suggest that either you sing and chant all night long or take rest so you have great energy and a wide awake for tomorrow. Okay? Hare Krishna, good night. I don't have the energy to to jump up and down. Okay, Hare Krishna, good night. Hare Krishna.